Michigan farmers are meeting in Kalamazoo today with their parent organization's new national director. Zippy Duval is the former head of the Georgia Farm Bureau. He was just elected president of the American Farm Bureau Federation in January. Current State's Kevin Labrie met with Mr. Duval in Lansing before his stop in Kalamazoo, and he joins me now. Kevin, what's on the new president's mind these days?
Well, quite a bit, as you might imagine, Mark. Zippy Duval now leads the largest farm advocacy organization in America. It has branches in all 50 states and one in Puerto Rico. Farmers are always concerned with things like commodity prices and their ability to sell their products competitively, both home and abroad. But there's also issues about the agricultural workforce, which is tied to the immigration debate, water rights, and these days even drone technology. That's just a few of the topics that Mr. Duval and I had talked about. First of all, Mr. Duval, welcome to Michigan. This white stuff outside here is called snow. It's a little bit like red Georgia clay, but more annoying.
Yeah, I can I tell you, it's really beautiful today. I didn't have any idea it would be that much snow out there, and I've never seen this much snow before. So I'm very proud to be here in Michigan, and I'm looking forward to my visit.
Well, it's good to have you. When all this snow melts, there's going to be some puddles lying around. Last year, the EPA published its new Clean Water Rule, which defines what are called the waters of the United States. Many farmers here in Michigan and across the country say that the definition of that is way too broad, to a point where literally every sizable puddle and drainage ditch is going to be subject to federal oversight, and they're worried they'll have to go through long, extensive permitting processes to do things that they normally wouldn't have to go through that level to do on their land, and they feel that will disrupt their business cycle. What is your organization's position on the EPA's Waters of the U.S. rule?
We've spent the last couple of years in a campaign called Ditch the Rule all across the country, and American Farm Bureau did a really good job of promoting that across the country and trying to get everyone's attention to make sure that they call their congressmen and their senators to make sure that they understand what our feelings are. We really think it's an invasion of private property rights. It's a huge federal land grab, and it is going to interfere with the way farmers do their business, but it's going to affect every American around, from a generation of electricity to building bridges and buildings that serve our people across the country. So it's very difficult for our farmers, but it's going to be difficult for all Americans.
Michigan is one of several states that's in a lawsuit against the EPA. Is your organization also part of a lawsuit? Is there any legal update as to what's happening with that?
They are involved in the lawsuit that has a stay on it, and right now with that stay on it, there's nothing else happening with it, and we're waiting to see what the next step is. But the American Farm Bureau will be involved in whatever legal attempts there is to stop that. But we're going to continue legislatively to continue to try to do whatever we can to get everybody's attention to try to stop it.
About 3 weeks ago, the Trans-Pacific Partnership was signed by 12 nations, including the United States. It has not yet taken effect. Your organization supports TPP. Why is that a good deal for American farmers?
Well, it puts us in a world market, and it opens up some markets that haven't had access to because of high tariffs. It takes down all the lowers the tariff barriers that we have for agricultural products. The economic study that was done by our staff at American Farm Bureau says it's going to be an increase of over $5 billion of agricultural products traded, and which means a $4.4 billion farm income increase across the country. So it is a very good thing. It's very positive for all of agriculture, and it's positive in different ways.
I'm talking with Zippy Duval, who is the newly elected president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. He is in Michigan for a panel in Kalamazoo. Michigan and many states rely heavily on migrant laborers, especially at planting and harvest time. Many farmers have good relationships with their laborers and families. They come to the same places many times each year. But if there is bad weather or a bad harvest in one place, they're going to move on to greener pastures where they can make some money. What is the Farm Bureau working on to try to improve the H-2A immigration work visa program to be sure that migrants can do their work in the U.S. legally and to be sure that that source of labor is still kept intact?
Well, that's one of our priority issues. Of course, the political atmosphere right now is not in the conditions that is going to be likable for us to have a conversation around immigration reform and farm labor reform. But we're going to look for every opportunity to do that. That's one of the main issues that we have facing American agriculture all across this country, every corner of this country, because Americans just do not want to do their jobs anymore. They do not want to harvest our crops anymore, regardless of what anybody else says. And we have to have a reform in that area so that we can have the laborers on our farms to get the crops out. And if not, it's going to be detrimental to the consumer. And it's going to be definitely detrimental to our farmers.
Do you think fixing H-2A is the solution? I've talked to some farmers here in Michigan who say that particular program is rarely used, it's expensive, it's difficult, it sometimes even opens up farmers to lawsuits. They're a little cagey about going that route.
Well, and that's no different than the other parts of the country. Everybody's a little bit fearful of doing it. It takes a big farmer with an HR department to be able to handle it and handle it correctly. And we got to simplify that. We got to make sure that the reform that we do in that area is going to allow a small farmer to be able to bring the correct and proper way of bringing laborers here to harvest their crops. And that, you know, just to fix what we got is not going to be the answer. We got to have true reform in farm labor and immigration issues.
What would be a good place to start?
Well, of course, everywhere I've been in the last 2 weeks when I've traveling around town talking to policymakers and I mention immigration, the first thing they say is, well, do you support closing the border? And, of course, all farmers support closing the border. But we are really fed up with them using that as an excuse. We need, if closing the border is the barrier to having true immigration reform, then we as a country need to close that border and do what is and set us on a path to find a business, a moral responsibility we have to fix the immigration problem that we have, not only for the ones that come here and work with us, but the ones that's been here for 15 and 20 years.
Let's talk about the most recent farm bill, the 2014 iteration. You're actually sitting in the town in which it was signed. This is Lansing, actually East Lansing, Michigan State University. Historic piece of legislation, eliminated direct government subsidies to farmers. Now it's based on a crop insurance situation. How has that transition been for farmers, and how do you foresee that playing out in the future?
Well, of course, every farm bill is very difficult, and every time we pass another farm bill, they say this is the most difficult one we've passed. So I don't expect the next one to be any different. I expect the same difficult challenges that we have. I think that the new crop insurance-based farm bill that we have now will be challenged in its own right. And in some areas of the state, it has worked well. Some commodities, it has served our farmers well. But a lot of commodities, it really did not create a good safety net for them. So we're going to have to continue to work and look for ways to hopefully tweak it here and there and not open it up. No farmer that I talk to is in favor of opening up the farm bill to do anything different than what we got. But we feel like there may be some areas that we may can tweak here and there to help certain commodities that did not have a safety net that came out of it that worked.
We're talking with Zippy Duval. He is the new president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. What other conversations are you anticipating having with Michigan farmers while you're here?
Well, you know, I come here with wide open ears, and I want to hear their problems. You know, I think as the American Farm Bureau president, not only do I have to be familiar with what the issues are, I need to go out and meet the farmers and see how those issues affect them on their farms. You know, I'm going to encourage them to email me and tell me their stories, because in their absence, I need to be able to tell their story for them. And yes, I'm from Georgia, but my commitment to this country and our industry is that I'm willing to travel and see exactly how these issues are challenging our farmers so that I can truly stand in front of Congress and say, I've been there. I've talked to the farmer. I see how it's affecting his business and his family and his farm, so that we can have a good conversation about how we can fix these issues that our farmers are facing.
Do you think Michigan is in a position to have a unique contribution to your vision for America's farming industry?
I really do think that. And I'll tell you, early on, before I was even elected, I had sat down with some of the sugar beet people that do policy in Washington, D.C., telling them that if I was fortunate enough to be elected, I want to make sure that I was, they knew that I was going to be a friend of theirs, and that I wanted to know what issues faced them. And of course, we have a lot of fruits and vegetables in Georgia, so all these, all the guys up here and gals up here in Michigan can feel sure that I'll be paying attention to that. I hear farmers talk about they're concerned about the public and their public opinion of what we do. Well, that's a great opportunity for them to teach the consumer what we really do, what we do, and how we do it, and why we do it. And when they understand that, if they have an open mind, if they understand that, they'll know that we live on a farm, we protect our natural resources on our farm, whether it be water, whether it be land, or whether it be the air, because our families are there living on it, drinking the water, and most times consuming the products that we grow. So would we, any of us, do anything to hurt our family? No, we wouldn't, and we wouldn't do that, anything to hurt the families that consume our products.
Zippy Duvall is the new president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, the parent organization of the Michigan Farm Bureau. He is in Michigan this week to meet with farmers about their issues. Mr. Duvall, welcome to Michigan. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate you coming out and telling the people about agriculture and giving me the opportunity to share my vision for American Farm Bureau and Michigan Farm Bureau, and I'm looking forward to working with the great farmers here in Michigan.
It's my pleasure, sir. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.